Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. We're waiting to find out what's on your mind today. Thanks for joining us. Glad you're out there. A little bit of rain in some parts of the state. We'll take that. Not a lot, but whatever. Works right now, although I'm sure folks that had plans for planting and those. Thanks a lot, Scott. Yeah. Real glad the rain. But no, I hear you. Plant, then the rain, right? Plant, then the rain. Sure. Okay. Anyway, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com with your emails as well. Mr. Mitchell is unavoidably detained here for a portion of the program, so he won't join us at the very beginning here. He'll be here at some point, so I'm not going to give out his text information. A couple of guests will join us on the program. Carl Gehring of the bottom of this hour. Carl is the chair of the UND Nickname Committee. So we're going to just find out, of course, they're taking suggestions on names, and that goes through this week. And then I want to find out, first of all, how that's going, and then what's next, and talk a little bit about what the options are. So look forward to that. Also, next hour, Pete Hannibal, Director of Public Policy for the North Dakota Farm Bureau, will be here. And, of course, the North Dakota Farm Bureau brings you Tuesday's What's On Your Mind. Find out more about what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers by staying tuned staying tuned today. We're going to talk with an NDSU student a little later about the growing need for agriculture education teachers. And we get a chance to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers every Tuesday. Look forward to that. You can also find out more of those at ndfb.org. So the riot in Baltimore has the nation's attention, maybe even the world's attention. And I can boil this down in my mind, what's happening. And it has nothing to do with Al Sharpton or any of the other usual, race-baiting games that go on, or even anything, I don't think, too political in my mind. But it all came to me when I saw that mom take her son and literally by the ear pull him out of this mess. Have you seen that video? It's gone viral. It's my favorite video of all of the, we have it on our Facebook page. Favorite, I'll put it up on What's On Your Mind Facebook page right now. It's on mine, Scott Hennon. And I'd love for you to follow us there, by the way, and weigh in, because we get the conversation going even before we hit the airwaves on Facebook, which is great fun. Enjoy it. It's just got handled. I'm maxed out on friends. I always want more friends, but Facebook won't allow me to have more friends. So you can follow and then weigh in there as well. There we go. Sorry, I'm doing this as we speak. I want to ask you, though, why? When you see what's happening in Baltimore, and you process it, and you watch it, try and sort out this thing, what are you thinking about why this is happening? Why is this happening? I have an answer that I have in my mind, but I'm curious if anybody else agrees. And I want to make it easy. I just want you to tell me your opinions of why this is happening. There's clearly several. There's no one reason. It's sad. I mean, it's rock throwing and it's, rioting. And these aren't protesters. This isn't Martin Luther King peacefully protesting. This is thug behavior. This is lawlessness. And, by the way, it's miserable leadership. Absolutely miserable leadership. No question about it. I love the city councilman. Brandon Scott was his name. He was at some press conference yesterday. He stood up and said how ticked off he was and said, get out and get in between a police officer and some of these thugs. Just take your city back. pretty good approach, because this has really happened by, you know, even the mayor who said, you know, we gave them some space to destroy. Like, you know, let them vent a little bit. She's since backed those comments up. They've been controversial, so she's now saying she didn't say what she obviously said. But what do you make of this? You're watching this, you're following this, and just tell me what you make of it. Why is this happening? That's my first question for you. Why do you think Baltimore is happening? And other incidents like it, why do they happen? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The Fargo Forum is fast becoming the Village Voice. If you're familiar with the Village Voice, it's a gay newspaper in one of the boroughs in New York City. And they're obsessed with anything to do with gay politics. And evidently, some 21-year-old individual went to the forum and started showing pictures of a lawmaker in the state legislature, House member, whose name I'm not going to say, happens to be a Republican, who was on some particular gay website or app or whatever, and doing what they do on those, which is something beyond my comprehension, exchanging photos, and it's you know, it's just rather unseemly, but it's consenting adults that are exchanging this information with each other. And this 21-year-old said, oh, look at here, Fargo Forum, you see this guy? He voted against that Senate Bill 2279. What a hypocrite. And, of course, it was newsworthy enough for them to blast this on the front page of the paper today. And Rob Port of the Same Thing blog has written about this. I've also posted on that, and I think done a very good job of calling out the Democrats that are doing this. And also calling out this behavior, saying, I'll leave it to the others to judge sending explicit pictures of oneself. The constituents will have to decide if they consider that behavior becoming of their elected representatives. But can we pause for a moment and consider how absolutely disgusting it is that this man's sexuality is being used against him? The people responsible ought to be ashamed of themselves. You would think those who claim to be tolerant, who claim to be fighting for acceptance for those who are different, would be the least likely to wound someone in such a personal way simply because of their politics. And that goes for the Fargo Forum, in my mind, and the Democrats who perpetuated this. It is really unbelievable. But you know what? There is a bully nature to gay politics. And it is really odd when you consider. Yeah, it's identity politics. It's bullying. It's bad news. Anyway, so that's front and center today. As they wrap up the North Dakota legislative session, we're going to talk with Pete Hannabit about the North Dakota Farm Bureau's take on the work of this legislative assembly that is wrapping up their work today, coming up on the program, too. All right, let's take some calls. Dave in West Fargo might have an answer for the why on the Baltimore riots for me. It's on your mind, Dave.
Yeah. When we look at the this rioting and things that are related to this type of disobedience to the law, it gets to be a much bigger picture than just the racial items. The racial item, of course, is being used by a Marxist agenda. It's a plan, and not to sound too conspiratory, but it's a plan to overthrow the Republic of America. And the Marxist socialist programs have been doing this since the beginning, and they'll use any type of thing to try and gain a foothold, and they'll take people that are easily swayed to join their cause. And as a government like we're involved in today becomes more socialistic, it just paves the way for these Marxist groups to come in. And the Black Panthers are part of this, and they're all tied in with the Marxist agenda.
Your argument, Dave, is this isn't racial politics that's going on. It's a plan to fuel civil unrest. Interesting take. And I think it's bigger than this too, but that wasn't what I was looking for. But I appreciate your take, and welcome others at 701-258-0550. Why is this happening? Somebody tell me why this is happening in your view. John Aberdeen, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
I'm not sure why it's happening, but I did see the video of the mother dragging her son out, kicking his butt. And this mother deserves a medal, but what she's probably going to get is a lawsuit filed against her by the ACLU because they're nothing but a bunch of liberal idiots. And if you notice, all these protesters that are causing problems all have hoodies up and their faces covered. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're fighting a war or if you're protesting and you have to cover your face, it totally illegitimizes everything you're trying to do, and the police should go in and arrest every protester with their face covered or their hood up.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, I mean, should that be illegal behavior in something like this? Because you're clearly doing something worthy of hiding your identity. So it's for sure in a riot. Not a bad idea, John. They ought to take that a little more seriously. If you haven't seen the video of the mom and the son and yanking him out of there and whacking him upside the head and everything else, you got to see it. Why is this happening? Tell me, 800-228-0550. Talk in Baltimore and anything else on your mind today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Ensure the structures on your farm are solid with Prairie Post Frame. They use the heaviest metal, the strongest posts, and superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. In farm business, you need to make smart decisions. So make the profitable choice with Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Visit prairiepostframe.ca.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
You in the market for a new truck? How'd you like to save some bucks on it? Above and beyond any discounts you get at the dealer. That's right. GMC, Chevy Trucks, Buick Cars, you get the discount by being a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And cell phone plans and appliance purchases and a whole lot more. Clothes, travel, you check it all out at ndfb.org. Under benefits, and you're going to find some great savings. Back to the phones here on What's on Your Mind at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Tim in Fargo, then to Stanley Botno Bismarck. Hey, Tim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott. The thing in Baltimore is pretty simple. It's Satan. Can we go back to God? Satan's ruling this country now, and everybody's selling their soul to Satan, and this is what we're going to have.
You ever heard the Paul Harvey piece, If I Were the Devil? You ever heard that commentary?
No, I haven't.
Remember Paul Harvey when he'd do those little stories? There's one called If I Were the Devil, and it goes through a number of scenarios that lead to sort of moral and cultural decay. And at the end of it, he says, if I were the devil, I'd just keep on doing what I'm doing. Because we're getting there. So I take your point. I take your point, Tim. I wasn't quite that profound in my analysis of why this is happening, but it's a piece of the puzzle. Appreciate the call. Tyler and Stanley, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just have to agree with the previous caller. He kind of took the wind from my sail, but I believe it's just the nation that's turned its back on God. As not only the nation, but if you look at the rest of the world, the Bible speaks of these situations, and we're looking for a man-made solution to a spiritual issue. And it's, unfortunately, that's just where we're at. But I have to agree with the previous caller.
You know, there's a lot of pastors that are getting in on the game and not the Jesse Jackson variety in Baltimore that are just trying to talk some sense into people to say, hey, just this is about how you treat your neighbor, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely.
About getting in the middle of it, yeah. Appreciate that. What was that, Tyler?
Oh, that was the other phone. We're working in the oil patch, so we got two phones ringing off the hook. So.
You're a busy guy. Well, I'm glad you take the time to give us the call, and thanks for listening, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good point. Michael in Botno, North Dakota, home of the State Bank of Botno. We were up there not long ago, as a matter of fact. Had one of those big old burgers at the Dario. You had one of those, Michael?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Darn right. What's on your mind today?
Well, that one gay guy that was talking about the representative, how he says he's a hypocrite, that doesn't really surprise me, mainly because with his homosexuals and agenda, he was attacking them just to prove his point and stuff like that. These guys just want to prove the point. They don't really care if they kill each other in the dust. It's not about, oh, even you have the same vision as me, we're on the same team. It's about, oh, you're for me 100% or you're against me.
Yeah, there's definitely an agenda there, and there's a bullying nature to the agenda, which I abhor. I really do.
I agree with you 100% there.
And there is a, because quite honestly, I believe the vast majority of people who oppose, whether it be gay marriage or, special protections or whatever, they're loving people. In other words, they don't say, hey, I hate you because you are a different, color than me, a different sexual persuasion than me. But what they're saying is you need to respect my beliefs as well. That I believe what you're doing is wrong. Honestly, I think what we do sometimes on the other side of this that disagree with that lifestyle is not point out it's just as bad to be an adulterer. It's just as bad to steal something. It's just as bad to, hurt someone. You know, I mean, in other words, there's no good or bad sin, right? I mean, they're all bad. We could maybe do that a little better, but definitely the agenda, definitely the bullying nature on the other side on that agenda. I'm with you, Michael. I hear you.
And I agree with you. All those things are just as bad. Just equally as bad. Thanks for letting me speak your mind.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. Thank you. Mike in the Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's amazing what came out of that mayor's mouth, how they have to give him space to wreck and burn and riot. I mean, that person should be done. And another question is, where's our president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, doesn't he have any part in it whatsoever? Can he come in and send reinforcements in? They made such a big deal out of Katrina and Bush, and he didn't do jack, supposedly Bush. He was too late. He was too dumb. He was too everything. And this guy, This is what he wants. This is what Hussein Obama wants. He wants the ruination or a complete makeover of America in his eyes. And it's sad, and it's sick, too.
National Review, I saw, sent out a tweet earlier today talking about how we were approaching, you know, an end to this racial divide in America in 2008, and how, ironically, with President Obama, the first black president in history, you now have more of this. You know, it's bizarre, and I think it's fair for you, Mike, to say, well, why is the president speaking out on this, but not the not speaking out on this when he does in so many others? So,
well, you know, it's just amazing because, I mean, he was supposed to be such a great healer and a great uniter, and he's anything but that. He is the biggest divider, the biggest, there's words I could use, but we're on radio here. But he is anything than what he presented himself to be. He flipped on gay marriage, and he was for gay marriage all the time, and he flips and flips, and it's just a total disaster with this man. And why doesn't he say something? Get in there and shut it down. He could do it.
I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Another in Bismarck. Ron, with your quick take here, we're running short on time here, but I'm trying to get everybody in. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I saw on the internet the guy who was organizing this in Baltimore was an Arabian name or Muslim name. Last name was Shabazz. So to me, it's the Muslim Brotherhood trying to undermine America. But also the 93 million people unemployed on food stamps, on welfare, on rent assistance, on heat assistance with their cell phones have to do something with their energy because they're not doing it at work.
Appreciate that take, Ron. Karen, why is it happening in your mind?
Well, I think it's a number of different things, but primarily I think you can lay the fault at the feet of communism, which today hardly anybody knows what it's really all about. And number two, educators are set to divide, but we have a church in the United States that is not preaching sin. And as a result, these people are turning to anarchy because there's nobody teaching them the right way to go. And so I lay the fault kind of on the church. And I lay it on the people because they buy all of the publicity that's given to all this stuff. And they go ahead and vote in people that'll go right along with it.
Karen, appreciate the take. Ken, 15 seconds, quickly.
Hey, it all comes down basically to the ignorance of the American people. But Obama can use all this racial riots if he can get enough cities burning to declare martial law and make him and suspend elections. And
yeah, heaven help us. Appreciate the call, Ken. Kyle Gehring on the UND Nickname Committee coming back, and more on this topic as we go throughout the morning.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you hungry? On the run? Want a good deal? Have I got a deal for you. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hinton to tell you about my pals at PetroServe USA. You stop at their location. I do this all the time. I'm busy. Go, go, go. I want a hot meal, though. That hot stuff pizza is the best. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce soda or coffee, 2 cookies of your choice, 4 items, 4 for $4 at any PetroServe USA location all day, every day. It is the best deal in town. Check it out. Also, all month long, you'll find Deli Express sandwiches, the Double Char, the Broiled Deluxe, $2.19. Giant Seed Shippers, only $1.39 a bag. General Mills Totino's Pizza Chips are 99 cents. Hershey's Candy Bars, buy one, get one free. That's a heck of a deal. Plus the 8-ounce barrel of fun chips, all varieties, only $1.79. From the good folks who connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump. PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Helping America fuel better. And tell them Scott sent you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Brought to you today by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. NDFB.org. Going to chat with Pete Hannibal next hour from the Farm Bureau. That's public policy for the Farm Bureau, and we'll go issue by issue through the things they're concerned about that have been watching closely in the legislative session. Give you a little bit of a report card on how the session has gone. Look forward to that coming up next hour. Also going to find out about the need for more farmers in education. Growing need out there for agriculture education leaders. So, very important. Coming up on the program, we're also brought to you today by MyPillow. Half off's a good deal. Hard to find anybody that doesn't think half off is a good deal. And we have that 2-for-1 original classic pillow deal. When you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. That's right. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call a number just for our listeners, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. You know, these are made in Minnesota. The proprietor, a guy by the name of Mike Lindell, that started all this, used to go to the state fair every year and sell all kinds of things and really found there was a need for a better pillow. And spent some time on it, got a patent for it, and now has this incredible pillow that has the designation as the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. 10-year warranty, it's so darn good. 60-night money-back guarantee. It's machine washable and dryable. It's non-allergenic. It adjusts to any sleep position. That's probably the best feature because it really adjusts to however you sleep, on your back, on your side, and it helps so many elements, it's really great. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott for the 2-for-1 deal on the original classic pillow, or 800-506-9028. Brian in Jamestown, thanks for waiting here next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to give my my ideas on why all this rioting is happening. Basically, inner city, and I'm not going to say black or white, but inner city culture promotes a lawless feeling. Just listen to rap music and things of that nature. If you're not going to give it to them, they're going to take it. You know what I mean? It's always that kind of mentality. So when there's a little bit of civil unrest, people kind of operate under the hoods or the masks, like the previous caller was talking about. And you hear it over and over again, and it's promoted. I think it was a rapper named Ice-T. He had a band called Body Count, and one of their songs that was met with a huge amount of opposition was actually called Cop Killer. Now, this song came out in the early 90s, and I believe they had hearings. I think it was in Congress or something like that about it. And, you know, and then to blame what these people are doing on the lack of an oversight, whether it be from a religious organization or from the city, you know, just because the cops didn't stop you doesn't mean you're not supposed to do it. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not, but
no, I hear your take. I do. Go ahead.
It's just frustrating to hear people make excuses for things like this because, you know, you could agree that, okay, that man, yeah, he was mistreated and that may be what had led up to his death. But what does any of this solve? It doesn't solve anything. These people going out and stealing from their communities, they burnt down a senior citizen center. How does that make your community better? And the whole thing they're fighting for is equality. I don't understand. I don't think these people are there to make their community a better place. They're promoting a lawless culture, and if I'm wrong, what's happening today?
Yeah, and I think there's a certain element of something an earlier caller said with too much time on their hands, right? So just, you know, you're just breaking stuff because you can without any real anger there or any real, you know. And then there are some that unfortunately have subscribed to the Jesse Jackson school of I'm a victim, right, and Al Sharpton and feel as though, you know, I mean, if you're constantly told you're a victim, then at some point you just become someone that wallows in pity, right? And and so you're going to lash out from it.
You know? What these guys need to do is, you know, and some people genuinely probably are a victim, but it's, I believe it's far less than what they claim. And instead of pretending to be a victim, pretend to be a champion, and it might happen one of these days. I mean,
yeah,
what they
but
really
a victim
need
of what?
Is a leader.
But a victim of what? What do you think they probably are a victim of?
A victim of their own self-disrespect. I mean, you got to have respect for yourself. I mean, you look at the way they treat their own home and stuff like that. That's their community. It's not ours. They're not getting at me, you know, by doing this. The only thing they're doing is damaging their own communities and their own self. So.
Yeah, good point, Brian. Appreciate the call. We'll return to this in a little bit here on the program. I still want to share with you why I think it's happening and welcome more of your calls, comments, input on it as well today on the program. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Our next guest is the chair of the UND Nickname Committee that soon will wrap up taking contributions in the way of suggestions from University of North Dakota faithful. Carl Gehring's with us on the program. Carl, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me here.
You bet. Glad to have you on the program. How's it going so far?
You know, it's been a good process in terms of getting out and touching base with alumni and stakeholders. And I've really seen just how much passion there is for the University of North Dakota, and its athletic programs. So, certainly no surprise there for myself, but it's, that side, it's been great to listen and hear people's comments about what they see as the best way to go forward.
You were part of the committee that set up the process and now chairing the committee that's managing the suggestions. And so you've been in the middle of this for a while. Do you think people have given up for the most part the disappointment over the Fighting Sioux name having go away and are now generally more focused on what's the next name going to be?
I do think a good portion of people have their eyes kind of set towards the future, Scott, with the university. Also aware that there's a lot of people that still would like to see the Fighting Sioux name come back, and that's certainly been expressed to me a lot.
And by the way, what happens when somebody submits that as a name? Obviously, I don't assume you're going to be forwarding that as a suggestion, given the past history, right? Are people suggesting that as a name still?
You know what? We haven't. All the names are still being collected by Kelly O'Keefe and his marketing firm at this time, and we've got a meeting set up for early May that he will hopefully update us on what has being sent in. But I really do encourage everybody to just, you know, whatever their feelings are, you know, send them in to us, and we certainly will take note of where things are at, and it'll certainly help us shape our decisions and discussions as we dig into this.
All right, so for now, people still have an opportunity to submit names and suggestions, right? That goes through this week, through the first?
Yeah, that goes through the end of April 30th here. So until about, I think they've got it set to close at 11:59 p.m. on April 30th. And really just want to encourage people that are, have passion towards the university and want to get their voice heard, to log on to und.edu and find the nickname portion and share their ideas with, where they're hoping to see us go here.
All right, so once that wraps, and do you have any idea how many people have submitted so far, by the way?
You know what, we don't. We know it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of submissions there, but I don't have a number for you. That we'll have early in May.
All right, and so when you finish through the 30th, what's next? Walk us through the process on where we go from here with all the suggestions.
Sure. So the marketing firm that's in charge of taking all the submissions, their first step will be to screen for logo and trademark to make sure that the names would not violate any trademark logos that have already been patented and filed. And then they're going to go through and make sure, obviously, they're appropriate and send to us. Once we get that list, then as a committee, we're going to go through and make sure we look at every name. And we've still got to determine our voting process for getting down to three. But basically, it's going to be discussing how they meet the attributes that we found in the first task force and trying to pare it down as best we can.
And how long do you expect that to take?
I really don't know. It'll really depend on the number of names, and we hope to, we hope to go as quickly as we can. But that being said, we want to make sure we do it right. And, the first task force, the one message that I heard from everybody was to make sure you go through the process and do it right and don't rush just because there's so many people that care. And so that's been my mindset of, hey, let's not be hampered by the May goal or deadline. Let's just make sure we go through this and do it right.
All right. And so the May goal, the May deadline was sometime in May to have the names forwarded on to President Kelly?
Correct. Yep.
I got it. So that's a goal, but not necessarily a hard, fast timeline at this point.
Yeah, correct. And that's, as a group, we've had some discussion, and we're all pretty good with that. That we don't want to kind of limit ourselves and our time and our discussion for this.
We're chatting with Kyle Gehring. Kyle, a former University of North Dakota goaltender, and now chair of the committee, also a coach on the University of North Dakota hockey team as well. And works with those goaltenders, and now an important task as chair of the nickname committee. Any questions or comments for Carl, certainly welcome today on the program at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Emails welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right, so however long that takes, in the end, is it a name that you say we as a committee agree on and vote down to? Is it several names? What happens to whittle this down to the name that it becomes?
Well, the goal is to get to three, and that can still include just the option of being the University of North Dakota with no nickname as well. And that's something I've heard a lot during the task force, and want to let people know that if that is their their feelings, to make sure they get that submitted in, and or if not, to submit whatever they do. But the ultimate goal is to be get to three and to go from there.
All right, and when you say get to three, so in other words, if you feel strongly, hey, North Dakota's good enough, let's not have a name beyond what we currently are, North Dakota, you're saying you should submit that just so you have an idea of what kind of support there is out there for that option.
Absolutely, and with any other name too as well. We my goal in this, Scott, is to make this an inclusive process as much as we can, because there are so many people that care for the university, whether they've gone there, whether they've grown up in Grand Forks, whether they've cheered for an athletic team as well. So
no, you're so right about that, no question. Hang on, Carl, we'll finish on the other side of the break. More with Kyle Gehring coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your questions welcome.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers. If you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
On your mind, more with Carl Gehring, chairing the UND nickname committee in just a moment here on the program, and a couple of calls waiting to weigh in with him. First, it is a Tuesday. We get to find out what's on the minds of farmers and ranchers, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau. And Samantha, who's an NDSU student, is talking about the growing need for agriculture education teachers.
North Dakota is facing a decline in agriculture education teachers right now. While many are at the point of retirement, leaving many schools without an ag teacher, there just isn't enough young people wanting to fill those positions. Throughout high school, I got asked many times what I was going to go to college for. And for a while, I was unsure. But I always seemed to come back to one simple answer, and that's agricultural education. Growing up directly connected to agriculture led me to develop a love and a passion for the industry that I feel everybody should have. I then realized that I wanted to share that passion with as many people as I possibly could. I was greatly influenced by my ag teacher, and I hope that I can have the same impact on my future students.
Thanks, Samantha. Find out what's on the lines of farmers and ranchers at ndfb.org, ndfb.org, the North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. Back with Carl Garing from the UND Nickname Committee, and Scott in Bismarck has a question. Go ahead, Scott, for Carl.
Yeah, so I was calling to check, Carl, if you can let, if it's not letting the cat out of the bag, what some of the choices are for the nickname, or I mean, the, you know, for the suit. I mean, I'm sorry, for the UND.
You know, sure. We've heard a lot. We haven't seen the official results from the submissions yet. Just to name a few that we've heard, just from discussions with people, we've heard Rough Riders. We've heard Flames for the UND, the Flame logo that's out there. We've heard Nakoda. Which is apparently a horse that was in the region a long time ago. And then we've also heard a lot of people that would prefer to just stay as is as the University of North Dakota.
Sure. Okay, cool. That sounds good. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks for the call. I've heard a lot of people, in fact, there was a conspiracy theory out there that it was already decided and the rights for the North Stars logo had already been purchased and we... the name would become the North Stars. Have you heard that one?
I've heard that as well, but we haven't, to my knowledge, no work has been done on it behind the scenes, but we have heard that suggested.
But that would not be accurate. That's been decided ahead of time. That's why you have this process, right?
I certainly hope not. Otherwise, it would have saved me a lot of time and effort here if that had already been decided. So, to my knowledge, nothing's being moved forward in that direction. We're still taking submissions and going through the process here.
One of our listeners said there's one chance in 1,000 that North Dakota will be the choice. Thinking, and a lot of listeners weighing in that North Dakota would be a good choice. Is that, you know, and that sentiment, I guess, is because people want to move on. I mean, do you think that that one has a fighting chance? Does that have as good a chance as any of just staying North Dakota?
I asked President Kelly when we started the second committee here for clarification, just because I had heard that a lot. And his comments were that that would be an option, but he would prefer to select a name. So my understanding is that is on the table right now, and I'm curious to see how many people put that in and would like to see that as an option going forward.
And will that play a part? In other words, if you submit three names and one of them is North Dakota, but the overwhelming submissions by the names was North Dakota, does that play a part in his ultimate decision, or is that a question for him?
That would best be a question for President Kelly here. We haven't, I guess, been told how the voting is going to be used once we get to that point. Our committee has just been asked for the three names, and once we, I guess, get to that line, that will be up to the university and President Kelly to clarify.
Got it. John in Minot for Carl Garing. Go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind.
You said John?
I did, sir. Your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, somebody said something about North Star for that name. I believe years ago there was a beer in North Dakota named North Star, wasn't there?
You got me. I don't know, but you concerned that naming the school after a beer might be a bad idea or what?
It might be a good idea.
All right, John. Well, that's one of the reasons they have these pros they've hired to go find out if there's any copyright or any trademark issues with any of the names that come up, John. So they'll probably address that issue at some point if that ends up being one of the final three, but appreciate the call. So when you do get these names submitted, before you ultimately are given them to pick from for the final three, you go through that kind of stuff, right, Carl?
Correct. Yep. So that's... Kelly O'Keefe, again, has gone through this and is a branding expert and has been great in terms of, guiding us through some considerations here as we go forward. But making sure that items like that get discarded due to trademark or due to other considerations are going to be going to be very helpful here as we try to get down to three.
All right, folks. So last chance, and very simple, und.edu. Look for the nickname link and click on it, and you got a chance to submit two names and give your reasons on why you'd want one of those two names to be there. And through Thursday, they'll be taking those, and then fairly soon after that, we'll hear about the ones they're considering and have a month or so of process before ultimately three names go to President Kelly for a final decision. Seems kind of real now, that's for sure. Carl, thanks for the time today. Appreciate the update on the process very much.
All right, thanks a lot for having me, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Take a break. Come back to more of your calls on this or anything else in the news. Tell us what's on your mind. More on Baltimore, too, after a break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.